When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to the Nile or Nine podcast. It is the start of our end of year specials. Hello, Andrea boop, Cleary.
Hello. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas. I'm wearing my Christmas hat, my Santa Christmas hat. And actually, I have lights going beside me, but it's a bit bright to see it. But there are bright. There are lights here. Hello.
I live in a, you know, average sized apartment, and I've looked everywhere, and not only can I not find my Christmas hat, I can't find the tree, I can't find the baubles. I have a feeling I might have gone mad last year and gotten rid of everything.
Surely you didn't turn into a Christmas Grinch.
I don't know what's happened. We cleared out, we have a larder that was cleared out during the year. Yeah. I'm concerned that I will need to buy Christmas decorations, but it's a good complaint. I like Christmas. So
could be worse.
Yeah. We were just looking through our Spotify Wrapped, not our individual Spotify Wrapped, but the Spotify Wrapped for the podcast. And we'd like to say a very special hello and thank you to the 111 of you for whom we are your top podcast on Spotify. Hi. thank you for that. And there's many of you who are, we're top 5 and top 10 and so on, and we love you as well, but the 111, you guys are you're our favorites. Let's just say it, you're our favorites. So thank you.
Well, you seem to like us, so we seem to like you. It's good.
Yeah. And if anyone joined us, it's statistically very likely, if you're listening to us right now, you're listening to us because you heard our All Together Now festival review this year, which was our biggest podcast. And Niall and I are looking at each other like, really, that was the one?
But yeah, well, people were there and wanted to hear about their own experiences. So I guess that's what happens, but that's only on Spotify as well. I can say
yes, of you course. Know
the most popular podcast over the last year, probably different, you know, like if you look at all platforms. I could actually at that now and be like, oh yeah, the Fortet one did really well, the KLF one did really well, Beyond the Pale and the Festival Reviews did really well, but the Altogether Now one did do quite well.
Yeah. And you can't make me go to festivals, guys, I'm sorry.
This is what Andrea needs. This is the motivation Andrea needs to go to more festivals, I think, right?
Maybe.
That's what we need. But look, anyway, this podcast is going to be a kind of a hop, skip and a jump through some of our favorite tracks of the year. As we do every year, we do a best of 2023, best of the year. So we'll do songs on this episode. On the following episode, we'll do albums, and then we'll do the podcast awards before the end of the year as well. So that'll probably all come out before Christmas. As I mentioned before, we have a baby on the way on this side, myself and my partner, so probably won't be doing much in the next couple of weeks, but we'll be back after that. Yeah. So that's what this is all about, getting the songs out, getting the end of year started, because that's where I'm in. I'm in that mode completely at the moment.
I'm entering that mode. I was resistant, but you know, it's the today as we're recording, it's the 30th of November. 30 days has November. So tomorrow's the 1st of December. So it's time, as Mariah Carey says. It's time.
It is time.
And yeah, and you know, I do put this caveat on these episodes every year. We don't do a best songs of the year here on the Nile and Nine podcast. We're not interested in the best. We are interested in our favorites. So if there are better songs written than these songs, you know, that's absolutely fine. But these are just, these are our favorite ones.
Yeah.
Year. And because I get very stressed when I have to rank things. So mine are also in.
I do like ranking things, but I do think when it comes to songs, it's very hard to, you just have to go with your gut and what you think is the songs that matter to you. And, you know, I already do two big lists on the website with 100 songs and 100 Irish songs. So what I did was kind of picked out a selection of some of those songs that maybe wouldn't be on an album. Some are, some we will talk about that are on an album, but others aren't. And just kind of tracks that really made my year. And I think that's probably the best way to approach it. So will we start with an old favorite on this podcast? I already mentioned him. His name is Fortet in many guises, but in this guise, he's been had a busy year. Of course, he's been doing Coachella with Skrillex and Fred Again, releasing albums from Fred Again and Brian Eno. But he's always tinkering away on his own stuff, as we did a Listen Closely podcast very recently with him, about him. And it is, of course, Fortet. So in his own name, Kieran Hebden, he released a track this year called Darkness, Darkness, which came out with Nashville guitarist William Tyler. And this song is called Darkness, Darkness. Here's a flavor. It's 10 minutes long. I'm just going to give you a bit of it here. Darkness, darkness, be my pillow. Take my hand and let me sleep in the coolness of your shadow, in the silence of your deep. Yeah, that's Darkness, Darkness. Kieran Hebden and William Tyler, the Nashville guitarist. That was released on Sylvan Esso's Psychic Hotlines label on June 30th this year. And just another example of Kieran Hebden's willingness to always kind of explore and do different things. That is, a lot of what he does recently is very much club focused. Nice to hear him kind of return to something a bit more softer and psychedelic, and also pair up with another collaborator as he's done in the past with Steve Reed and the likes. And that sample there is a sample of a song from 1969 from Gloria Loring's version of the Young Bloods' Darkness, Darkness. So really lovely 10-inch that's available on as well, and one that I returned to a lot this year, considering it was just one of those lovely, lovely like jam vibes, you know, really lovely. So that was a nice gentle warm-up for this Best Of podcast.
Amazing. Okay, a choice for me is, so I thought this person was, I heard their name going around and I was just assumed that they were an acoustic guitar kind of whiny little guy and I never listened to him. And then I heard this song and I was like, oh no, he's a really interesting artist. He was also, I think, some kind of YouTuber before. I don't know. I don't know the lore. Anyway, this is Troy Sivan. The song I've chosen is One of Your Girls, which just like when I heard it the first time, it just like grabbed me. And I was like, because I had the element of surprise with it. I was like, who sings this? This is really cool. And then I realized it was him. And I was like, I've been wrong. It's let's listen to it. And then we can I'll talk a little bit more about it. But baby, I'm first in place. Face card, no cash, no credit. Yes, God, don't speak, you said it. Look at you, skip the application interview. Sweet like Marabou. Look at you. Secret. So I love a vocoder. I go like that image of SpongeBob with his earphones in and he's just like floating upwards when the chorus kicks in. I love that chorus.
Very Daft Punk vibes to that, isn't there?
Very Daft Punk, very kind
Random
of
Random Access
Maybe not.
In a nice way.
It reminds me of...
You can reference that without being... please stop talking.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. For me, it reminds me a bit more of the kind of like Kavinsky tracks that were on the Drive soundtrack.
Yeah, yes, yes.
That sort of thing.
That's fair. That's a better shit.
Like Chromatics sort of vibe. It's a lovely song. I mean, it's a very, very sad song. It's about the, you know, he's... Troye Sivan is a gay man and it's the temptation to sort of, if you're pursuing or in love with a straight person, it's like, oh, I'll be like one of your girls, I'll be a girl. And it's got an amazing music video where he's in, I think technically he's in drag, yeah, but like he looks like a woman in it, and he looks really, really beautiful. Not that drag queens don't look like women and aren't beautiful, but it's not the kind of heightened femininity.
Yeah.
Amazing music video. Just really, really, really clever and like kind of breathtaking as well. Really beautiful, really sad. I just think it's a really, as a song, it's a really good idea executed well. And it's also, it's like just a little bit too short. And I always want, it doesn't really have a middle eight. And it frustrates me that it doesn't have a middle eight because I think it could be really good. But I think some songs should kind of keep you wanting more.
Yeah.
And this is definitely one of those. So I've listened to this loads. I mean, only in the past, I'd say I only started listening to it like in the past month or so.
Yeah, it came out in October.
Probably every day. Yeah, I've listened to it like every day since it came out. And I've like ventured into his other music and like, he's really good. He was just like a complete blind spot for me. Like he's got like bangers. Yeah.
So My is the big song that he kind of broke through with in 2018, mm-hmm. I think. And and I remember seeing him on Saturday Night Live around then. Also, he was in a show that may appear in podcast awards, The Idol. He was one of the actors in that.
Oh, was he?
And he was really good in it. He's like the close confidant,
really sweet,
of the main character. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a really charming guy. He's like, he's just lovely. I think he's Australian. He's just lovely. You know, he has a TikTok account. He's just like, he's for the kids. Like he's for the young people. And I think he's a nice, like, oh God, I'm going to sound 100 years old. But I'm like, he's like a nice role model for the young people.
Well, he's playing here on the 25th of June next year at the Three Arena.
It was announced
today. So that's a day before LCD Sound System play in Malahide Castle next year. Okay. So that'll be a nice 1-2 there next summer. Okay, that's Troye Sivan, One of Your Girls. My next choice is one that until this year started, I'd never listened to. And since then, he's released one brilliant collaboration with J. Cole. And then this brilliant album called Let's Start Here, which is this kind of rocky, weird psychedelic Pink Floyd album. And so I'm talking about Lil Yachty. So I'm going to play a bit of a song called Black Seminole, which is the opening track from the album Let's Start Here, which came out in January. This was the early release of the year that really grabbed me, and it was a real surprise. So I want to try and give a flavor of kind of the Pink Floydness of this. So I'm going to show you a bit of that. African Rambo, more ammo. Can't be escaped, I'm on every channel. What's wrong? What's wrong with the man? Your eyes are low, and you're walking with both hands on your head. His response, he's on a clean, clean high. Both feet up on the ground, but his head's way, way, way in the sky. The Black Seminole, head general. Distant connections, a large interval. A black man with mouths to feed. So yes, the opening track from Little Yachty's album, Let's Start Here, as I said, very much a surprise because it came out and people were like, what is this psychedelic rock album going on here? What's happening? Where did this come from? It really did. It was, you know, I'm a big believer in things arriving at the right time. And this really arrived at the right time in order to allow for somebody like myself to really give it that time. And, you know, it was January is a good time for those kind of releases when you're like, there's not much happening. Maybe you're like, oh, I'll stick this on because I hadn't heard. And people are like, oh, he's made a psycho rock album. And it really scratched an itch for me. And it actually brought me all the way back to listening to some old psych records and listening to Dark Side of the Moon again earlier this year. So I really appreciated that. So just a really nice, I love that song as well. It's got a lot of that floaty kind of vibe as well. The lovely kind of exploratory synth work and guitars and stuff. And I just think it's really great. So yeah, from an album that overall is probably a little bit patchy, but a lot of fun. That is Lil Yachty. And let's start here. And as I mentioned, his song with J. Cole, The Recipe, is great as well. I just thought he was always these, like, one of these rappers that was just kind of like, oh, he's the funny guy who always seems to be saying stuff online that I would never really listen to his music. And I was like, and then I'm like, oh, he's actually really good.
Yeah.
The way it happens sometimes, right? That's the way it happens.
I listened to this album once this year and I really enjoyed the experience, but never went back to it.
Yeah.
So I should do.
Yeah, that's why we do these podcasts.
Next choice is actually a shared song. We both chose this, so we'll both talk about it. It is A&W by Lana Del Rey from Did You Know That There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard?
Watching teenage diary of a girl, wondering what went wrong. I'm a princess, I'm divisive. Ask me why I'm like this. Maybe I'm just kinda like this. I don't know, maybe I'm just like this. Essay I live in Rosemary. Really, I make the reminder. It doesn't really matter. Doesn't really, really matter.
A&W, American Whore, produced by Jack Antonoff, as the entire album was. Yeah, this song, when it was released, I remember you and I were really, really excited by this.
Yeah.
We were like texting each other, we were very excited for the album, and I think the album lands as well, but this is absolutely the centerpiece of that album. It's kind of like everything you need to know about Lana Del Rey is in this song somewhere.
It's so brilliant. It just takes its own, it creates its own world, and it has so much of what Lana's so good at. It's like her relationship with men, or throughout this, her relationship with her family is here. There's like specters of mothers in this song. There's references, and then there's the switch up in between, which is a second half, which you didn't hear there, but really gives it this other like worldly kind of, yeah, it's like, it's almost like a song which has its own credits at the end, which is 7 minutes long, and you're like, wow, this is really cool. It's like, it's such a brilliant piece of songwriting, because it's so devastating anyway in the first half, but then the way it brings all these things together, talking about being in a cheap hotel, she's kind of in limbo, she talks about a man watching TV, talks about crime programs, and just the little details that are in it, and then talking about trigger warning, being a victim of a sexual crime, and whether she was asking for it and stuff like this. So there's just so much in this song, this single song.
The opening lyric being, I haven't done a cartwheel since I was 9. I remember hearing that and I was like, oh, I'm in. That is like, yeah, it's an amazing song. It's a kind of a, yeah, like you said, but it with all the, she returns to a lot of themes from her earlier music as kind of a whistle stop tour of Lana Del Rey as a lyricist. And to give Antonoff his dues here, I think it's an impeccably produced track. And you can really tell that he trusted her vision with it. You know, it's 7 minutes and 14 seconds long. It's a long song, and it doesn't feel it at all. You know, the switch up does help in that, but it feels like a journey. It's a great song. 100% one of the best of this year. And yeah, well done, Lana.
Yeah, brilliant. A&W, I didn't really, the album didn't really land for me much, but I'm happy with this. To be honest, I'll take this any day. So I'm happy enough with that. So next choice is yourself. What have you got for us here?
It's The Boys from the record. This is Not Strong Enough by Boy Genie.
So yes, that was Boy Genius, of course. That was Julian Baker, Lucy Dacus, and Phoebe Bridgers. And yeah, the record was one of the biggest, probably one of the biggest records of the year, albums of the year in terms of cultural impact, probably in terms of its wide range. I think there's a lot of stuff here that just really landed with a lot of people. And when they played here earlier this year, I really felt like this band had connected on a deep level, especially with the gays, for sure. But a really, really solid, brilliant album. And this song, funny you picked that one, because I had a different one in my head for my favorite song. I think Satanist might be the one that I love the most.
Yeah.
But that's because it kind of sounds like Broken Social Scene to me as well, which I love. It could have been that, or it could have been Emily, I'm sorry. But
it could have been
They do
for
this
me,
so well.
It could have been Cool About It for me, because it's Paul Simon interpolation. Like, there's a good few songs on this album. We may talk about the album at a future date. But I chose Not Strong Enough just because I think this was the song that really hit through. This was the song that got a lot of people's attention who didn't know these three artists as solo artists, didn't know of the existence of Boy Genius, but kind of just heard this song and was like, who is that? And it's funny because it actually doesn't happen that often anymore.
Yeah.
It's kind of rare that something kind of punches through like that. But I think it's a perfect song. Like, there's nothing I change about it. Like, the middle eight is fantastic. It's hard to get a good song, kind of an indie rock song. Maybe it's also a pop song. I think it's probably closer to being a pop song, where you've got three separate vocalists on it, and it still feels cohesive melodically. It's so sound. I love the structure of it. I love the harmonies. I love the kick in later on. You know, it's kind of it feels so by numbers that it should have already existed as a song before. Like, everything is just hitting the right notes. Everything's hitting the right beat. You know, the stuff you want to happen is happening at the right time. And it nearly feels formulaic, and not in a bad way at all. It's kind of like, oh, I want them to go here next, and then they do. I don't always need to be surprised by music. Like, so sometimes I want something to sound like a standard, and this does. So yeah, that was the song I chose for as like the best song. It's the song I listened to looking at my Spotify Wrapped. It was the song from the album I listened to the most as well, but we may talk about the album in an upcoming episode.
For sure. Okay, we leave it there so for Boy Genius, and move on to a song from me. It wouldn't be a 909 podcast without me picking an absolute club banger. And you know, Overmana were one of those bands this year that did a lot in terms of their output, in terms of their festival lineups. They were here an awful lot. They're playing Forbidden Fruit again next year. But one of these songs that really came out after the album Good Lies is Freedom 2, which is kind of a remix thing that they did. And this is with themselves and Joy Orbison and the rapper Quangface. And I love this because it just encapsulates the brilliance of like UK underground club music of the last 20 years. And here it is. Here's Freedom 20. How did I come this far? I think I'm a bandit, they think I'm a star. When I cut through, man, they be like raw. Face so big that I can't go shop, man. I always get clocked, this shit is so hot. Is it a fan or is it a op? Either way, man, I'm moving on job. I love my freedom, but I risk it anytime I see them. Fly at the ride, man, freedom, put me up, man, he kept on. L2R2, man, pop this corn like the cinema view. If Ghost Key Jones, man, chilling it too, man, zone 2 step, trying to finish them mute. Man, cut you, bust that. Painting, give me that WhatsApp. But when I hit you, better bring that rock that. Like, on the off block with a rock back. Two hands on, man, clutch that. Any shoes on sale, man, cock that. Any off on site, man, block that. I'm like, who's that, what's that? Man, cut you, bust that. Painting, give me that WhatsApp. But when I hit you, better bring that rock that. Like, on the off block with a rock back. Two hands on, man, clutch that. Any shoes on sale, man, cock that. Any off on site, man, block that. So that's Freedom 2, Quangface there with Joy Orbison and Overmono doing the remix. I love it because it has a few elements there. You can hear some UK garage buzz. You can hear like a drum and bass, an old kind of drum and bass style bass line, bit of UK drill almost as well. Kind of, it's modern. It throws back as well. The original featured on Quangface is a drill rapper from the UK. He's from the Zone 2 Collective. He had a mixtape called The Memoir earlier this year. So this is kind of just really lovely club candy from it. And I really loved this. I came back to this bass line an awful lot when I was like, need something loud and I need something cheerful. And this was a big cheerful song, a reason to be cheerful for me this year. Absolutely. So yeah, just wanted to shout that one out. Now, I think the next one is actually a song that we both picked, and yes, there will be no surprise to anyone what it is. So give me a minute there and I'll jump into this 8 minute and 39 second song. Pick a minute there and we'll have a quick listen to what it is.
Pick a minute. Two minutes 30.
2 minutes 30. I'm going to click into, here we go. You'll know this one. That is Lancome, of course, Go Dig My Grave, and the opening song from their amazing album, False Lancome, from this year. And yeah, let's talk about this one because it was a big, big song. In a way, it kind of repeats what they did with Wild Rover on the last album, but does it in a different kind of equally, I don't know.
Chilling, kind of bone-chilling.
It's got something else going on. It's got a darker atmosphere.
That's what it is about Lancome. It's like there's some other ingredient that they're using, and it's like a secret ingredient, and none of us know what it is, but it just makes them sound so completely different to anything else, you know, except for Oxen. But like, just there's something in this music that keeps me so wrapped when I'm listening to it. This is not a song I put on when I have things to do or if I'm, you know, otherwise engaged. This is a song I put on if I want to properly listen to it. And it's so dark and so just, I don't know, it connects with something. It's connecting with something a bit otherworldly. It's got the kind of the keening aspect of it later on.
Yeah, I think that's a part of it, isn't it? And it's like, it's very much like a grief Stricken song. It's about something horrible. It's a soundtrack to something horrific. I think that kind of their background, the band's background anyway, members of the band who, with like metal and drone and kind
that's
of
a big part of it.
Heavy rock music is one of the things they bring in and make this sound bolster in a way that doesn't, like most other trad bands don't do.
Yeah. I mean, trad music, like I've absolutely been moved by kind of traditional trad songs and kind of other traditional songs as well. But I think you're right. It's that intersection with drone and with a kind of an access to portraying darkness through going like really, really, really low down in a register. Yeah. And it's incredibly moving. I mean, and I never feel more connected with my Irishness than when I'm listening to Lancome. Like there's something sort of like primal about it. There's something when I listen to Rady Pete's voice, I can just, I don't know, there's this connection to like Irish womanhood that I can feel. It's like it really, really does something to my brain. It really scratches a part of my brain that isn't usually scratched, because I'm not a person who goes to sessions a lot. I'm not a person that engages very much with Irish traditional music, but just her voice is so incredible. It's so amazingly produced by John Spud Murphy, and it's just perfect. And again, like it's 8:39. Like we've chosen a couple of quite long songs for our best songs of the year, but it is a journey. Like, and I know that's a cliche, but it is a journey, and it's one worth taking. Sure.
Yeah, I think so. And I think the idea of the keening, which, you know, comes from the Irish Queena crying, essentially, you know, it's something that is repeated in other cultures, of course, a form of crying and lamenting for the deceased. And it says in their notes for this song that it was regarded by some as opening up perilous channels of communications with the dead. So I think that's something that they kind of access, that kind of otherworldliness, because they're a drawing from so many different channels, and it becomes this other thing. They're opening the portal.
That's what it feels like.
I think they're really good at that.
Yeah. It's incredible what they do with just, you know, a few instruments and a dream. Okay. My next choice is one I'm surprised we're not overlapping on, but I'm sure we are in theory at least. It's by Rachel Lavelle, and the song is Let Me Unlock Your Full Potential. You could show the world to me. Another song that's a bit of a journey. Again, I think we're enjoying embarking on journeys this year.
We're on a journey, guys.
We're on a journey.
Life is a journey.
Yeah, this is the first song I heard by Rachel Lavelle, I believe. I think you played it on the podcast. And I just love it. There's something very Laurie Anderson about the little spoken word part. That's I think, I don't know, her engagement with those like really like crispy spoken word vocals just sets her so much above what it is that she's doing kind of elsewhere. And all that other stuff is absolutely beautiful as well. Like, her vocals are out of this world. And I've watched, I haven't had the chance to see her live yet, but I have watched her, I think it was at an Ireland Music Week performance that's available on YouTube. And like, my God, she's outstanding. And yeah, I love this song. It's very, very dreamy and dreamlike and otherworldly and playful and creative. And there's not like, there's a lot of touch points in it that I can think of. I'm like, oh, this bit reminds me of this, blah, blah, blah. But it's the combination of all these things, I think, is really quite unique. Her music videos are outstanding as well. I think Rachel Lavelle is going to be like real, real big, important artist, you know. And this is, I'm right in thinking this, that's from her debut album. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is.
Big Dreams. It's incredible.
I think she released one song in 2018, I think, called Perpetual Party way back.
Yes, and, I remember that.
You know, I know her from playing with the Glasshouse Ensemble and, you know, getting to know she has a very unique voice. So you're kind of like, 2019 actually was when that was released. And so that was Perpetual Party. That features on the album as well. There's lots going on there. And I think she just took some time to really, I think if you go back and always... a companion almost to what we're talking about here is Ona Sullivan's The Point of Everything podcast, who's doing a lot of great interviews with Irish artists at the moment, especially a lot of the ones we're talking about here. Rachel Lavelle was one recently, talking about how she went back and revisited the album and had to redo it and basically waited, was kind of hoping to get a label and then didn't, and then decided to release it herself. And but then all of the work she's put into it, it's so obvious, is like this kind of magic world building of an album. So
it's very mature.
If anyone hasn't seen my Irish albums list of 2023 so far, it's up on the website. And spoiler, Rachel Lavelle is my number two album, Irish album of the year. So I just think she has a lot of that kind of, you mentioned Laurie Anderson, she has touchstones of real beautiful artists like Kate Bush and Joni Mitchell in her work, not just because they're women, but because they have a sensibility that she can tap into as well. And I think that's, she's a really good lyricist as well. I think there's the lyrics on this album as well, and there's a lot about, I love this kind of spoken word kind of weirdness that happens, and you hear it there, and then there's the Lewis announcer as well throughout the album, kind of
ready to pop the question. The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A narrator talking, like kind of representing her thoughts, and I think it's just a really ambitious thing. And this was the first album song that came out when the album was announced, Big Dreams, and Let Me Unlock Your True Potential. Is it's great, it's so good. It's such a brilliant
fabulous
song.
Music
it's,
video
it's got
as well
a lot to do. Brilliant music video.
Really great.
All right, we might be talking about that again, but that is Rachel Lavelle, Let Me Unlock Your True Potential. My next song is a surprising one. I wanted to include this because I'm not sure where else I'm going to talk about it or anything, but this is from a song called Mustafa, or an artist called Mustafa, and a song called Name of God.
Because when it ends, we fight. And in that warm winter, I withered. I just want to get better. I'll be what you like. Thank you.
And I walk to the nearest door just to see someone. And everything is black. Your hands and my past. If I don't wait tomorrow, promise me you'll laugh. And in that warm winter, I withered. I just wanna get better. I'll be what you like. Whose Lord are you naming when you start to break things? It's my only life you hold. And when you left me waiting, I thought, did you do it in the name of God?
So Mustafa is a Toronto singer-songwriter, and this song was produced by Simon on the Moon, Aaron Desner, and Roddy McDonald, and I think it's from a forthcoming album. As you can kind of imagine there, it has, the song has some somewhat tragic circumstances, inspired by his brother was killed earlier this year, and this song came out of it. And it's kind of a rumination on the aftermath of that, and about his Muslim faith. He talks about Islam and how it is become, in the wake of his brother's death, and how his parents have been kind of using their faith to accept what's happened, and he wishes he could be that, and he could be at that place. And then talking about how he'd never quite felt truly Muslim in among other Muslims. He says, I always fall short, and God's name wasn't always related to beauty for me, but to hopelessness. This Islam we share and Allah we call for, while witnessing a constant violence that continues to bind us. I don't think I ever felt completely Muslim among other Muslims, and all these sub-beliefs like borders. So I think it's kind of also, as well as being a very personal song, it's one that resonates in the wider world right now in terms of what's happening in Sudan and Palestine this year as well. Mm-hmm. You know, people being persecuted and stuff like that. So I think it's just, it has been, with the Sudanese flag and the Palestinian flag being very, very similar as well, I've seen this song being kind of co-opted as a song to kind of, you know, speak to that, to situations in Palestine and Gaza in particular, and in Sudan as well as that. So I think it's just a really beautiful, devastatingly personal song that's taken on a life of its own since then. So that's Mustafa and Name of God. Now you have another possibly sad song.
Well, speaking of God, yeah, look, I've talked about this song before. I will talk about this song again. Yeah, Niall and I are really into God now. Yeah, it's Genuflecting Ghosts by Sophie Ann Stevens. I couldn't not include it. It's the most beautiful thing I've heard this year. I mean, I won't spend too long on this. I've spoken about it. Sophie Ann episode, best of October episode, talking about it now. We'll talk about it again in the albums episode. So like, yeah, it's probably, I think it's probably my song of the year. Potentially, it's kind of tied with another song, which is very different.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's just, you know, what do you need to say about it? It's just so, it's so beautiful. It's so sad. But it's like, it's that, it's the intersection of those two. It's like his response to sadness and to grief is to try to create as much beauty as he possibly can to nearly kind of counteract tragedy. And I think that that's a really beautiful trait to have as a human. And when and when it happens like this, you know, it's, I've spoken before about how I, it just, if it, it feel, it's, this song sounds like you're listening to it by candlelight. It sounds warbly and flickering, and there's just, you know, a bit like Lancome, there's something secret in it that I can't seem to quite access, and I love that about it. It's a, it's an extremely moving and affecting song. I can't get enough of it. And like, sometimes I'll listen to it and I'll be like, yes, Sophia, and these, you know, these harmonies, and oh my god, what an amazing song. And then other times I'll try to put it on and I'll be like, nope, not happening right now.
Not ready for that one.
Not today. So yeah, I think it's the song that affected me the most this year, I think.
Okay.
You know, yeah. I broke down crying the first time I heard it, so I had to include it.
That's pretty affecting, yeah.
Yes. And yeah, looking forward to seeing people at our Sofiane listening party in December.
Of course. We
won't be hearing this song, but
in 2 weeks.
Reminding people, if you have a ticket, put it on your calendar.
Yeah. That's the big romance very soon, the 13th of December, I think. Yeah. That's Sufjan Stevens, Come On, Fill the Illinois, or Illinois, whatever you want to call it, album.
13th, party. That's correct.
13th, yeah. Okay, my next choice is an Irish artist who was playing alongside Lancome actually this week at the big Three Arena gig that I couldn't go to, and you couldn't go to because you were at a gig. I couldn't go because we thought we were expecting a baby. So this is from the album All of This Is Chance, for me, this is the song from Lisa O'Neill's latest album. It is called Old Note.
I was walking home half in a dreaming. The things that I was thinking I was singing. The wind whistled you in behind the springing. A star and a rings around the star before me, and spun and swooped and sank and rocked beneath me, and mirrored what I've carried since I met me, and shot me back into the ground below me. And there I met another note long buried, and I sat upon its shoulders was a memory. A home but sea above me's gone so noisy. I almost think I do not recognize me. Feathered friend, dig up and resurrect me. I long to live among the song of birdies, a lawless league of lonesome, lonesome beauty. Skies and skies and skies above duty.
That is an old note from Lisa O'Neill's album All of This Is Chance, the Cavan singer-songwriter. Just a beautiful, beautiful song. It features Colin McInamara on accompaniment with violin there, which you didn't hear. Originally inspired by this traditional musician, Tony McMahon, as well. It's got that kind of lovely, starry-eyed, stargazing quality to it. Really, really beautiful. And described as a sad lullaby. And like much of the album, it is very much inspired by nature and birds in particular. So really a fine, fine example of a song from that album that was released on Rough Trade earlier this year. And a real standout for me.
Great. To pop music now. And I think probably woman of the year. I know people will claim that to be Taylor Swift, but not I. Woman of the year for me is Olivia Rodrigo. And the song from Guts, her second album I've chosen today. I really struggled with this. I had four songs that were in the running, but I wanted to just choose one. And I've chosen Ballad of a Homeschooled Girl.
Got my tongue, and I don't think I get along with anyone. But running cold, I'm on the outside, it's the greatest inside joke. And I hate all my clothes.
skin doesn't fit right over my bones. So I guess I should go. The party's done and I'm no fun. I know, I know, I know.
Olivia, great album, but this song, I don't know, I think when I first started listening to the album, this song slipped under the radar for me because I was so caught up on Getting Back and Vampire as well, All American Bitch, Bad Idea, right? Yeah, I was like so into those songs that this song kind of slipped under the radar for me. But then the more I listened to the song, I was like, this is such a jam. It's so great. I think the lyrics in it are really sweet. Like, she has that kind of adolescence, a kind of like lashing out that was definitely there on her first album as well. But I think lyrically in this song, I hate all my clothes. It feels like my skin doesn't fit right over my bones. I like that as a lyric. I love the chorus. I like how the chorus moves. Yeah, I think this is like absolutely one of the best songs of the year. It wasn't, I don't think it was released as a single.
No.
I think it should have been, definitely. But yeah, I'm going to talk more about Guts, I think, later as well. But wanted to flag this as a maybe an underappreciated song on an album full of great, great songs.
Great. Consider it flagged.
Thank you very much.
Okay. I'm going to go to a choice from a Peruvian artist now, who is the artist Sofia Cortezes. Now, I think with this one, I was late to it. I've kind of been following her music, but I've been really interested in what's happening. I ended up seeing her on Another Love Story this year. And the album has something interesting going on. It has an interesting backstory, first of all. The album's called Madras. I will explain a bit more about it. But I'll play this lovely, lovely song called Vac Cozy first, and then come back. So, yeah, much of the album, Sofia Cortez's album, Madras, is inspired by a particular thing that happened in her personal life. Basically, her mother was sick and there seemed to be nothing they could do about it. She ended up looking for this. She heard about this neurosurgeon called Peter Vascovi. So that's the name of that song. And so it turns out he could operate on her mother and became very influential. It was a very interesting kind of development. They became close friends. The operation he performed on her mother seemed to help extend her life. And then, like, that was all happening. So she's from Peru originally. Then her mother moved to Berlin with her to be there. And then throughout all of this, she was making, like, she was diagnosed with cancer, and that's what helps happen. But whatever operation he performed seems to have had a success. So it happened, all of her happened very quickly. I think she even heard about him through social media, and wow. So it was all this random stuff. And then the album was written in that aftermath, after she was able to kind of go back and address her creativity again. And then part of it was that she would bounce these ideas off the neurosurgeon, and and he became a key part of this album, and they ended up like becoming really close friends, and then they went to Berghain together and stuff like that. So it's just, he was like a sounding board for the album, so this song is kind of dedicated to him.
Wow.
So just a really interesting story, something that you wouldn't expect. So yeah, they went they went clubbing together after all that, and like, so they it just became this weird, like, nice, not, I don't think a romantic relationship, but just like this closeness that they developed from just this horrible thing that happened, and her mother seems to be doing well now. So that's it. So Sofia, wow. Cortez's Madres. So there's a lot of the album there that is kind of inspired by that as well. And yeah, just an interesting one. I thought that was an interesting one. That's the song
very
that
interesting.
I've been, yeah, it's not like, it's a kind of a lovely mood album, and but there's obviously references to what's happened there. And I just think that interesting that somebody is who inspired the album is kind of part of its creative process. So yeah, Sofia Cortez's song is Vascovi.
Very good. The only song we've had from this band this year, who in the past might have dropped like two albums in a year, or
I left you
album.
This one.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it was obviously going to be on this. Sorry. One of two songs we heard from them this year. This is Vampire Empire by Big Thief.
Expired, all your leaves are dead. I'm not quiet, you've been quiet, just receiving what you said. Reeling, feeding, feeling, filled by everything you fed. I see you as you see yourself through all the books you read. Overwhelmed with guilt and realizing the disease. You give me chills, I've had it with the drills. I'm nothing, you are nothing, we are nothing with the pills. I'm empty till she fills, alive until she kills. And her vampire, empire.
Miss Big Thief, come on. Dragon New War Mountain came out like a year ago. Hurry up.
Where are you?
A great song from them this year. Obviously, it premiered on Stephen Colbert's show, I think.
There's also like a lot of people think that version is better.
People do think that version is better. I love both. I could make a case for either, but this is the way, I mean, this studio version is the one we have sort of as an official release. And it's just a great song. You know, it's very kind of lo-fi, really sounds like the band are all playing together in a room. It's not overly produced or anything. It's very raw. Her vocals are very raw. Adrian Lenker, that is. It's just a great song. Like every time I listen to it, it makes me miss them. I'm like, I want to hear a whole album of this, you know, of this kind of sound. You know, it harks back maybe to a kind of Two Hands sort of, some of the songs off Two Hands. I could see this fitting in well with that. But yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, part of it being one of the best songs of the year was the anticipation of, like, you know, it's a song that was out there for a while and people really, really responded so well to it on the Colbert show that there was a lot of excitement about it being released. And then I believe with kind of no ceremony or occasion, it just sort of like appeared or was released one day without being teased or necessarily teased or anything like that. So when it arrived, everybody was very excited, and you know, the subreddit which I frequent the Big Thief subreddit, you know, there was a lot of those debates about, do we prefer this one, do we prefer the live one? And yeah, just got a lot of people talking and excited about the band again. And you know, even though there was a debate about which version is better, it's, you know, there their fans will never say that they've done a single thing wrong at the same time, which they have.
Yeah, the YouTube comments on the live video was a lot of fun as well. I'm on my knees in the middle of Walmart. Please drop this already.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
What if I died? Like, yeah, it's great. So, yeah.
But I love the lyrics to the song as well. I love the very clear kind of almost being gaslit in the song. You turn me inside out and then you want the inside in. You spin me all around and you ask me not to spin. You say you want to be alone and then you want children. You want to be with me. You want to be with him. So it's just, there's a lot of that like being led around the place by somebody who doesn't know what they want or whatever. So it's just, yeah. A great, great, great song.
Great this song. One, big song.
This one did a lot for me this year, for sure.
Me too. Yeah.
My next song is from an artist called Nabaha Itqual, who was playing here a lot, does a lot of DJing stuff and is on NTS as well, but released an album this year called Dreamer. This is a song from it called Sunflower.
Without knowing its worth, I knew it was love, and I felt it was glory, but you'd never told me the end of the story. I knew it was love, and I felt it was glory, but you never told me the end of the story. Meet me under the sunflower, find me there.
Yeah, another artist who has sort of an interesting backstory to a recent album. There was a break-in in Itqual's studio in early 2020, lost all that work. Again, I have to ask, why did his artist not have any backups? Anyway, ended up finding out that pretty much the same day or week that her grandfather in Pakistan had suffered a brain hemorrhage, and went to visit him then. And that kind of informs a lot about the album, because, you know, she does a lot of DJing, which is, you know, more clubby music, but this is a lot more like, it's got a bit of shoegaze, acoustic guitar stuff. I really love the album overall, and this is kind of encapsulates the kind of loveliness of it all. Kind of very similar to Avalon Emerson's album from earlier this year, which is kind of shoegazy as well. But I think this is the one I came back to a lot, and I found it hard to pick a song from it, but this was the one that got me way back. So Sunflower from Nabaha Itqual.
Okay. As a surprise to nobody, my this is the song that Genuflecting Ghost is tied with as my song of the year, and I suppose they couldn't be more different. This is Bogus Operandi by The Hives. I love them. I love them with all my heart. I'm so glad they're back. Yeah, I think, look, this song had such an impact on me this year because it was released, you know, I think started the summer-ish, and it was at a time when I wasn't listening to that much music. I was a little bit like low on discovering new music or kind of branching out. I was in a very safe zone with the things I was listening to, and I'd be kind of listening to the same songs over and over again, which my Spotify Wrapped very much reflects. But yeah, and then, you know, I think I said this when we talked about it first on the podcast, but Harry came home and was like, "Did you hear the Hives have a new song?" And I was like, "No." And he was like, "Oh, I'll put the music video on." He put it on, and it was just like this feeling of like, "Oh, I'm so happy. Like, I get to be so excited about this. Song is so good. It's so like, it's so them. They're so funny. They're not that concerned with making like grand statements in their songs, but this song is about like kind of, you know, like tricky people, like trickstery people and people who are lying and, you know, just sort of like entering into this persona of somebody who is like out to get other people. And that's really fun. And I think the guitars are amazing. It had this feeling of like, you know, I really don't have that many bands on my list, you know, like I've got these guys, I've got Big Thief, but like most of my other ones are solo artists. I've got
bands are out of fashion.
Boy Genius. Like I've got three bands on my list, and I'm an indie rock girly. Like that's my thing. So, but like, yeah, it made me so excited for the album. I got so into watching like all of their. They did a few live shows that were put up on YouTube, and I was like, yeah, it was the first time in ages that I was like, oh, they've played a new song live in, you know, at this show in Chicago, and I'd go and seek it out, and, you know, I'd be anticipating them on the album, whether they were going to be on the album or not. And just got really, really, really like back into the Hives as it should be. And yeah, this is the song that made me the most excited about music this year. So I had to include it. Yeah.
Nice,
it's from
nice.
The Death of Randy Fitzsimmons is the album, and I will be seeing them in March, I believe, in
the Olympics. This has been the love story of the podcast this year, yourself and the Hives.
Yeah, me just, and Pelle just falling
really
in love again.
Good natured, lovely story.
Yeah, just
very,
so happy.
Very nice. Very, very daytime TV. I love it.
Yeah.
It's been great. I wanted to pick a song now. My last choice on this podcast is a song that actually came out last December. Because really these days, songs that come out in December of a year are kind of in no man's land. But it features on an album that came out in February, on February Valentine's Day, to be exact. And of course, it is this song, Caroline Polachek, and Welcome to My Island.
Welcome to my island. See the palm trees wave in the wind. Welcome to my island. Hope you like me.
So that was Caroline Polachek, Welcome to My Island. It came out in December last year, but it was on that album in February, Desire I Want to Turn Into You. That feels like a very long time ago now, I have to say.
Yeah.
An album I did really enjoy, but it also is patchy enough for me sometimes listening to it. I'm like, I'm not sure how much I like all of it, but I like her vibe more than anything else, really. Mm. So, but this song as well was the clear song on the album where you're like, wow, this is the one for me. It kept coming back, it kept repeating, it kept being the one that was just really special. And yeah, just as this is the one that's lasted throughout the whole year, that's why I want to include it, because I think songs in December for me anyway, I maybe decided now this year what I'll do is songs in December, like some sort of award ceremony, will just have to be in the next year, because there's no other way of doing it.
Like, yeah, because I actually wanted to include Kill Bill by SZA, because I think that you know, it was released in December, but it hit this year. Do you know? I accept that. Let's do that for next year.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
December,
okay,
December thing. Okay,
go on. Who could it be?
Who could it
who
be?
Who could the last song be?
But the lady I am seeing this evening in the Olympia Theatre, it's C-Mat. It's Stay For Something from the album Crazy Mad For Me. Vocals, my God. Yes, so from Crazy Mad For Me, C-Mat's second album, this was the lead single from that album. Incredible performance on Graham Norton's show of this song. I think it's like it's the best she's sung on the telly. Just like that, you know, really,
it's great.
Like she really brings it home at the end of the song. Like it's for me, it's the vocals at the end of the song that really elevate this. Like she is an outstanding vocalist, as well as being an incredible songwriter, as well as being, you know, the funniest woman in Ireland, as well as being like incredibly charming and you know, self-assured and asserted in her own aesthetics in terms of her music. She's just amazing. I'm going to see her tonight. I'm so excited. Like this is the Thursday night of her 3-night sold out Olympia run. Like yeah. Who'd have thought it? So, yeah, had to finish up.
It's four nights. It's four nights in total, yeah.
Is it four nights? Yeah. Is she doing, is it?
It is,
was
yeah.
it Tuesday yeah, yeah. to Friday or Wednesday to Saturday?
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I think.
Oh, there you go. Wow. But yeah, sure. So excited for that. Really excited to hear this song. This was the song that kind of hit through for me immediately from this album. As I said in the whatever month we spoke about the album didn't immediately hit for me. It slowly kind of eked its way into me, but it did hit in the end. But this was the song that really punched through. So I'm really excited to hear this tonight. I'm excited to hear the other songs from this album tonight. And I think it'll give me a good basis for talking about this album later in our albums episode. So, because I think with the last album, you know, I'd seen those songs live like a few times.
Yeah.
And that was a really big part of how much I loved those songs, because I think C-Mat is an incredible live performer as well as everything else I said. So yeah, I'm excited to see how this song works.
Yeah.
Live.
Well, maybe you can tell us on the next podcast when we talk about her.
For sure.
I'm sure it'll be a great night out. Mm-hmm. So listen, that's 18 songs from us this year that we loved. As we do every month, we always pick 5 or 6 songs that we love on the Best of the Month podcast. I don't think there's a lot of stuff. I mean, we have covered some of these before, but there's a lot of more there. And of course, northern9.com, there's loads of lists and things going up across the end of the year. And yeah, there's lots to get your teeth into. So if you want to support us, if you're one of those 111 people who are top 1% fans and you want to support us a bit more, come and join the Discord and the Patreon, where you'll get access to a lovely community, weekly playlists and discounts and all the other bits. But also just nice to be involved and say hello to people.
Yeah.
Pre-sale links and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, plenty more where that came from. So that we'll leave it there for this first part of the Niall O'Neill Best of 2023. Mm-hmm. And we'll be back in the next couple of weeks with albums of the year and then podcast award before the end of the year. So,
and the next time I see you, it's very likely that you will have a baby. So very
I'll be
exciting.
A dad by then, hopefully.
I know. Yeah, it's going to be all Steely okay. Dan and The National.
Can't wait.
Okay, thanks everyone
BBC
for listening.
BBC Six Music Dad.
Absolutely.
For sure. Okay.
Thanks for listening,
everyone.
Thank you,
Andrea
Cleary. Thank you, Niall.
Thank you, Georgia, for editing the podcast.
Thank you, Georgia.
And
Queen.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.